Burden, Brother and Sister, J.A. October 2, 1907, typed. Elder Burden, Loma Linda, Redlands, California. Dear Brother and Sister Burden, I have just written a letter to Brother and Sister Nicola. I have sent you a copy of this. We should use every opportunity we have to save these souls. The Apostle, Jude, writes, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you, and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our Lord into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted with the flesh. Jude 3:4, 20-23. We shall have more decided opposition to meet from those who have departed from the faith. Those who were once strong teachers, but who have forsaken the way of the Lord, will be just as strong in their opposition of the truth. There is need now that our people be educated to put their trust in God alone. They must learn that their trust is not to be placed in any human voice or arm of flesh. We need ever to keep in mind the experiences of the children of Israel, and learn the lesson that the record of their failures is intended to teach us. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Mark 8:36-37. The Lord wants you to understand your individual responsibility for the salvation of your soul. With the Word of God as your guide and instructor, you are to personally work out your own salvation. You are to strive to secure eternal life, when you may dwell forever with the Lord. In studying how you may gain this, seek for that wisdom which God alone can impart. Accept the invitation. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given. James 1:5. My brethren, the Apostle James writes, Count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Verses 2-8. There is an individual work for all to do before our labors can accomplish anything for others. Blessed is that man who endures temptation, who, when he is tried, takes the word of life as his own, brings the promises to the Lord, and claims them as his. This man relies not on any human power, but on the strength of the Lord. Faith in the Word of God will bring to us the fulfillment of His promises. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, the Savior declares. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 14:13-14. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in faith believing, ye shall receive. Matthew 21:22. When we learn to place our reliance not on the word of man, but in God, He will make that word yea and amen to us in Christ Jesus. Brother and Sister Burden, study the Word. You are not to go to any man to learn your duty. Take the Bible as your guide, live its teachings. Ask and ye shall receive. John 16:24. We all need a deeper spirituality. We should each seek God for ourselves. Let us ever remember that while we seek to follow one pattern Christ Jesus, we are to maintain our individuality. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. James 1, verse 16-20. When the word of God is received and obeyed, your light will shine forth in good works. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a natural man beholding his face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Verses 22-27.